Peter Kwasniewski, offer noble beauty, transcendent holiness, noble beauty. Now, I believe that the events of what's going on in Mordor and with the Trump presidency and all across the United States perfectly mesh with what's going on with the USCC, the USCCB, the homoclerical scandal. These two are going side by side. Why? Because you have the same corruptions and the same perversions in both institutions. One's supposed to, now, isn't that exactly the way it should be? Isn't that exactly why St. Thomas Aquinas and those that study philosophy and those that really know the faith? This is exactly how it should be. You have two perfect societies, the church and the state. It would only make sense that if the church is corrupt, there's hardly any chance that the state wouldn't be. Bingo. Listen to this headline. This is just heartbreaking. Outrageous. Peter Kwasniewski, LifeSiteNews.com. LGBT appears for the first time in a Vatican document. Catholics should grieve. No, Peter, the world should grieve. The human race should grieve. Now, I've been predicting this on this show since August, that this Synod on the Family, attended by all these social justice warrior lukewarm ninnies, utes. The whole thing was a setup. Look, they already know what they were going to put in it a year and a half ago when they called for it. If you got a family member or a friend that is a homosexual, they're fixing to be told by the pontiff, the current occupant of the chair of Peter, they're fixing to be told that their homosexuality is not a cause for concern. They're no different than their heterosexual brothers. They need to be loved. They need to be out in the open. They need to be practicing what they're doing. There's nothing to see here. It's not a sin anymore. You know, only if you go to extremes will it be a sin. That was the whole gambit for this thing. It's already been written. They're going to promulgate it. They're going to put it out there, and they're going to make it so that the findings of this goofy synod are going to pass. If you go to a lukewarm ninny church, my prediction is 1 year from now, if you're true blue to the faith, you won't be going to the lukewarm ninny church. I don't care if you got to drive 3 hours to get to a low mass or a high mass. You're not going to be going anymore. Why? They're going to be shoving rainbow flags down your throat. That's why. It's going to be in the bulletin. Oh, we invite all parishioners who are struggling with homosexuality. Don't struggle with it anymore. Just accept it. Will that be the church? No, it will not. And people are going to, will it cause a schism? I don't know. Is it going to cause problems? You better believe it. Are Catholics, now this matters to all Christians. If the church tries to feign that this is actual catechism, then that means that, as Mark Kresland used to say, de facto and de jure. This won't be de jure, this will be de facto. De facto, Catholic Church has got a rainbow flag painted on her. Don't buy it for a second, folks. It cannot be changed. And if the Holy Father is doing this, I wonder how holy the Holy Father part is. Gotta wonder this. 844-527-8723. With great sadness, you have to wonder this. Let's go to the telephones. It is a free phone Friday. I'm going to come back to all these, and we'll flesh them out as we go along here today. Don't forget, you're going to want to stay tuned all day. Debbie Schlussel coming up next segment with this week's movie reviews. And then in the final segment of the program, our BG Super Medley. Yeah! And followed by Father John Perricone. And we'll talk a little bit about the Rosary Coast to Coast. This is a Mrs. O'Connell just turned her 1 week notice in. She's not working Fridays anymore if I don't end the Bee Gees. I'll talk to your employer about that. Let's go to the Dude Maker telephones here. Our friend Mr. Todd McClure, the proprietor of McClureTables.com, is on the telephones. You too could be next. Just download our app in the iTunes Store or Google Play Store and just hit the Call Crusade channel button, and bam-o, you'll be on the phone. You'll be next in line on a free phone Friday after time. Mr. McClure, how you doing?
I am blessed. How are you, Michael?
I am blessed.
You know, I got some good sunshine to bring into your gloom and doom, or you're not really gloom and doom, but you've been really just on fire all week with this Kavanaugh thing. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening when I can, and I haven't been worrying at all because I know Mary's got her foot on the head of the snake here, and the snake is really pretty upset, but it's kind of fun to watch him squirm. But I've got a little good news to tell you about.
What's
you
that?
A while ago, I bought this building that we make these shuffleboards in, and the first act that I did is I went down to the city, and they got churches all around here. They're mostly Protestant churches, but you know, if you jog a 10-mile radius here, there's one little Catholic light church, but there's probably about 15 churches here in a 10-mile radius around my shop. And I walked on, and I said, you know, it's been bothering me ever since I leased this place. I said, how'd you give this place the devil's mark and an address? 6661. So what do I got to do to change this? And so I paid my $50, and I got the address changed to 6659. And today we have Father Sirico from Sacred Heart of Jesus Parish, which is the only church in town here that does the Latin Mass. He's coming by at 10 o'clock this morning to bless the building.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And you no longer have 666.
Yes, it's 6659. And yesterday we took the little munchkins, Ambrose and Zeke, and took them down to the church on St. Francis Day, feast day. They do the blessing of the pets, so we got them blessed yesterday. So, and then tomorrow I will be enrolling after Mass, the first Saturday's Mass. I changed my flight to Washington, D.C., so I could be there for first Saturday's Mass. We also have a men's pillars group where every 2 weeks we get up, a bunch of us men, and wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go, do an adoration to the host and do some prayers for an hour. Then we have a little men's meeting, and then there's a 8 o'clock morning Mass. And after Mass, a bunch of us are enrolling in the Brown Scapulature.
Oh, so you get double applause.
Exactly. Well, it gets even better, because on Saturday, then I take a flight, and I am flying to Washington, D.C. for the culmination of Our Lady of Victory 54-day novena.
And that will be the Rosary Coast to Coast, which will happen on Sunday. And now we're doing it here locally. It's at 3 p.m., just at the same time everyone else is. I don't think my buddies, though, are aware, and we probably need to intervene or get with David Simpson and inform David. East Coast time, it will be done at 3. That means in the Central time zone, we got to be doing it at 2.
That's what time, ours is East, we're East Coast time, and they're doing it at 2 o'clock in Rosa Parks here, but you know, we're praying four rosaries, and on my calendar, I had 11 o'clock in the morning is the Mass. So 11 o'clock, they're having the Mass at St. Peter's and in Washington, and then they're praying all four decades. So I don't know if it matters if you hit exactly the hour, because then they're going to go to the...
Well, no, it does. Now, here's why. I'm going to talk to Father Perricone about this. It does matter. Now, I'm almost certain that 3 p.m. is the day, is the time that it is that the coast to coast is supposed to be done. Okay, all right. All right, Todd. So here it is. Those of you that are listening, especially you Crusader Knights of the Most Holy Rosary, our confraternity at MikeChurch.com, which I hope all of you have men have joined as knights. I know you have, Todd.
Yep.
Okay, so it's 4 Eastern, 3 Central.
That's when it finishes, though. That's when it's over, I believe, isn't it?
That's when it starts. It starts 4 Eastern, rosariescoasttocoast.com. You could go to the website, 4 Eastern, 3 Central, 2 Mountain, 1 West. Now, here's why it matters, because you're praying in unison, and you're doing the Holy Rosary in unison, and you're invoking the intercession of the Mother of the Redeemer. You're invoking her for those intentions, to make reparations for the sins of the American clergy, make reparations for sins of the American government, make reparations for sins of the American public. That is a pretty stern rebuke there. I say that we ought to all be adding in. When I talked to my friend Eric Fryer from England on Monday, who was with the Latin Mass Society there in I think he's in England, not Wales, English Wales Latin Mass Society. You know, when they have gatherings and they get together and when they pray together, they're very specific to make England Catholic again. Very specific. We don't do that here because we're chickens. We don't think big. We don't think big. Like my buddy K.V. Turley told me, Mike, you got to stop with self-imposed limitations. That's one. And you've got to stop the suicidal tendencies here. Don't open yourself up to the bad guys. That's two. And number three, you got to remember, when you're praying this, like this rosary rally that's been going on for 50, today's day 51, I believe, no, 52. And when you've been doing this for 52 days and you have been joining people, those are bombs that are going off in unison all around the bad guy's head. Why do you think there's been such a profound turn of events here?